And that's if you like syrup, that's the best syrup in the world. Have you ever eaten any real ribbon canes?
No, no.
Oh, that syrup is just delicious. And of course they raise the sugar cane, you know, and then they cut it. And they have, now of course they still do all around here, they make syrup. Mm-hmm. But they use tractors now to pull the thing. But there's just a big thing up here, and then there's a pole on the thing. Uh-huh. And then there was just one pole, and this mule would go round and round. Uh-huh. And it would grind this sugar cane, and the juice would run off into barrels. And then there would be holes in the barrels, and you pull the stopper out. And it would run off into a pan.
Okay.
And the pan would be under the fire. And the fire cooked the syrup.
Uh-huh.
And to drink that juice, oh goodness, it was just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen any sugar cane?
No.
It is just, so good. It's just real, real good. And it just really makes the best. And a long time ago, there's not too much of it now. They used to make what they had, what they call millet, that made sorghum syrup.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like molasses or something?
Well, that's molasses, uh-huh. So that's what they call molasses. Well, they used to call all of it molasses way back yonder in the old times. They called even the ribbon cane, they called it molasses. Well, a lot of people still call it molasses, but really the sorghum was molasses.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we call it syrup. Anything now that we call it syrup. But that ribbon cane syrup is just, you can get it in most any of the markets.
Wow.
I don't know, not in the cities. I doubt if you could find the real ribbon cane.
Mm-hmm.
But around here, and over in Meridian, Mississippi, that they have a little curb market. There's a man that brings it. Now, that's where we get hours, and that is the best syrup you have ever eaten.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine it's really good.
But I have a niece that lives down at Sunny South that planted some. He got a start of sugar cane last year and planted it, and this year, you know, he's gonna have enough to make syrup.
Mm-hmm.
That's down at Sunny South, Alabama.
Wow.
And that's my niece's husband.
Oh, really?
My nephew.
My husband's niece.
But it's fascinating to go to a cane mill. That's
mm-hmm.
really something.
Mm-hmm.
That's from way back yonder. But it's, of course, they have tractors now that pull because there's not too many. Well, out in the country now, down there, when Charles, his name is Charles, when he cuts his and makes his syrup, he probably will use a mule. Because his daddy has mules.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people who make a lot of syrup for sale for the markets and things like that, they use tractors to pull that, go around that thing, you know, it's still.
So you got like rollers, like an old time wash machine?
I would, uh-huh, mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great to
see. It's just real fascinating. Now, it really is.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been to one in years and years.
Wow. That really sounds fascinating.
It is. It's really fascinating.
There used to be an old grist mill out where I went to school that we go out and look at.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't in operation or anything.
Uh-huh.
But it was really interesting just to look at those big stones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was there waterfall? Was it run
uh-huh.
by water?
Mm-hmm. There's a little stream that went
down
the side.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't really remember just this one particular one that we used to go to that we used to grind all of our meal. I really can't remember.